that we do is these altars are really open at any point. So you'll see some of us during the music songs, we will come up front and we may pray. It's just time for you to meet with God and share things that are upon your heart. So with that, let's bow our heads and we'll open the service. Dear God, several of us have shared how it's just been maybe chaotic, maybe busy this morning or this weekend, dear God. But you are a God of peace and of order. And we just pray that you would give our hearts a sense of peace that only is possible through you, dear God. We pray for the music team. We pray for the special guest speaker. We pray for those that are praying. We pray for those of us out there listening. May our hearts and our minds and our heart be open to what you have for us today. And we give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. If you want to stand with us, we will open with a call to worship.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the
mercy is more.
What patience would wait as we constantly roam. What Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Praise the Lord. His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more.
Good morning, church. Good morning. All right, we have some things you need to know. I'm not going to say the other word because it scares me. All right, so Tuesday, July 23rd, that's this Tuesday, Evan will be leading the prayer night, 6:30. If you can come, please do. It's a wonderful time of fellowship.
We're also looking, we realize that Tuesday nights might not be the best for some people, so we're looking at creating a survey to see if there are other people to, or other days that people may prefer that may fit in their schedule a little bit better. And we'll probably continue Tuesdays, but there's nothing wrong with having more than one prayer night, as Amen. Far as I'm concerned, especially where we're going. We're pretty confident that God's got us going somewhere. And, well, I don't know. It's been percolating. There's your big word for the day. yeah, we're excited, though.
So please let somebody know, Evan or Pastor, if another day does work and you would like to be a part of the prayer night, let us know. Let's see. Friday night, we have our Romans Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. Next Sunday, the apologetics class resumes, and we will be going through this book, Making Sense Out of Spirituality. Pastor has some in his office if anybody's interested. $9 for the book, if you can. And this coming Sunday, we will be doing Chapter 1 and the introduction. So if you would join us, it should be wonderful. Let's see. Our next ladies' breakfast is August 10th. It's kind of a ways out, and that will be at Jamie's home, 9 a.m., so bring a dish to pass and come enjoy some prayer and fellowship. Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is August 19th. That's a Monday. If you could come and help out, we need you here by 2 p.m. And we will be taking a love offering today after the service for Dr. Mark Covell. I should have known. That sounds better. So if you would like to participate in the love offering, all checks need to be made out to Mr. To what?
Crew.
C-R-U. That's easy. I can even remember that. So to C-R-U if you are interested. An update. I plug my computer into the printer, and it's printing labels. Phew. It's only been months. So now I got to figure out what I'm going to do with the labels. Yes, so it is time to check in. If you would please text the word check, C-H-E-C-K, to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group, your children into their classrooms. If you were a guest, we would love for you to check in also just to see if that works. Because, you know. Brock, did I forget anything?
This one.
Oh, I did. See? Because I didn't see it on here. Okay.
I had to redo it all if my computer went down. So.
Ah, computers. All right. So Jamie, Sparrow, River, Sequoia, and Willow. Wow. Are in.
And
the Buckbinders? Oh, very cool. They're in the Sound of Music, the Concord Area Players Sound of Music. And that's August 1st through the 4th. If you would like to go watch, I'm sure we can.
Tammy wants to get a ladies group together to go.
So. All right, Tammy wants to get a ladies group to go.
See Tammy if you want to do that.
And see Tammy if you want to do that. There is a link. So online, if you click on that link, it should send you where you need to go to get tickets. Look at me, make sure Brock knows what I'm saying. How cool is that? A family production. That's really cool. Anything else, Brock?
No.
All right. I think, oh, I almost forgot the most important part. I need my helpers to collect the prayer cards. Are you willing, Willow? Travis wants to help also. Thanks, Trav. Oh, very cool. All right, if you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely assistants will pick them up.
Who's Wayne Johnson, Rebecca? So, who is Wayne to you?
My brother.
Your brother-in-law, okay.
He is only got 30% oxygen breathing. He's on oxygen and for 30 minutes. He's in critical condition.
Okay, were there any other things that did not get down on a prayer card? Yes.
Okay, give a quick update. I know many of you guys have prayed for my niece, baby Charlie. She is doing absolutely wonderful. And I just wanted to give you guys that update. You can pray for her parents. They have separated. It's just been a really stressful, long road. She was born very premature and just lots of health complications and things, but she's doing good. And then secondly, if you can continue to lift my Uncle Arnie up in prayer. He is the one who is suffering from bulbar ALS, and he has way outlived the expectations, but he is now to the point where he is 100% paralyzed, and they are now just waiting for his breathing abilities to deteriorate. And so we know.
Any praises or anybody want to give a short word of testifying? I'm quiet today. Rebecca, sure. Okay.
I learned something new this week, and I've been thanking God for putting it out there. We'll
yeah.
Just say that.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Stick with God no matter what.
Yes. Is that all? Okay, let's go to prayer. Father, I give you thanks for who you are. You are covenant-keeping God. You're the God of shalom, peace, protection. You are the God who sees. You see us where we are. You see deep inside of us where no one else can see. You hear our questions. You hear our cries. You see each tear that falls. I just thank you for wanting to be our Father. Thank you for revealing that that is who you are to us, and that was most important to you, it seems. I thank you for your arms are outstretched. You are the Father scanning the horizon, searching for us and running to us, picking up your long robes, and embracing us and kissing us and welcoming us. And that song, your mercies are more than our great sins. I just thank you that you forgive as far as the east is from the west. You put them far from you, farther than we put them from ourselves. I just praise you that there is no shame and there is no condemnation in you. You just, your welcoming arms. Lord, I praise you that in you there's not only forgiveness of sins, but healing also is bound up in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus. We just lift up to you Rebecca's brother Wayne. Father, we hurt for him. We ask that you would touch him and help him to breathe again. I thank you for his life. I thank you for his family coming around him. I ask that you would give him comfort and healing and assurance of your presence. Father, I also ask that you would touch his 5 broken ribs and bring a swift healing there. I ask that you would use this time to just enter into a thoughtful mindset for where you have him and how you are drawing him to your side and what your thoughts towards him are. I thank you for his sister Rebecca. I ask that you would help her to be a blessing to him. Father, I lift up to you Lindsay, as she's still traveling in Florida. I also pray for family relationships there, that perhaps just some strain, some struggle. Lord, I thank you that you can encourage us when things are not what we want them to be. Lord, I just ask that you would give us courage in your redemptive process, and that you you are teaching us in the waiting, and you have poured out so many blessings. We just ask that you would help us to be just conscious of the fact that you are working when we cannot see, and I also want to lift up to you our country, Lord, and our military and our leaders and our soldiers, and it's such an unsettling time, potentially the most unsettling in our lifetime, in our lifetimes. God, we are crying out to you as the God of peace, as I prayed earlier, that you would restore and redeem with an outstretched arm, Lord, that you would resolve these issues that seem so incredibly impossible at an impasse. Lord, we just cry out for
goodness and righteousness and truth and justice to reign. Raise up this nation to return to what you had in mind for it, Lord, and forgive us. Lord, we stand in the gap for the many, and we say forgive us for selfishness, for our pride. Lord, I want to praise you for baby Charlie's doing so well. Father, I thank you that you are a faithful God. You have plans for this little girl. I ask especially for strength and encouragement and relief for her parents as their first-time parents, and this is hard, and they're doing a great job. I just ask that you would encourage their hearts and send people to come around them and love on them and support them. Father, I also lift up to you Uncle Artie. God, I praise you for all the extra days you have given him and his wife and his children, nieces and nephews. Lord, we know that he is really miserable, not being able to move at all now, Lord. So we just ask that you would surround him with extra love and support, that you would give grace in those last moments, those last conversations would be what they need, goodbyes and releases and whatever else is part of that situation. We just pray for your full blessing. Lord, we thank you that your benefits are great. You forgive all of our iniquities and you heal all of our diseases. And there were probably many things that were not shared today that are still heavy on hearts. I lift all of those up to you as well. Thank you that you are better than we could possibly conceive of you. Your intentions are higher. Your thoughts are greater. You are so good. And we don't even know how to begin to love you back, but we thank you that you loved us first. We thank you for the plans that you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, if you want to stand with us, we'll do some more singing, worshiping together. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. We'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. We will know they are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father from whom all things come. And all praise to Christ Jesus, his only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. They'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. And they'll know we are Christians by our love.
shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing your praise than when we first began.
About to cross over here into the promised land. And Moses says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and silver and gold multiply and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And he talks about some other good stuff, but I'm going to jump over in to verse 17. This is in chapter 8, by the way, of Deuteronomy. Starting in verse 17 here, it says, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant with you. So, just a reminder that everything we have, even our own strength, our own ability, our own intelligence, comes from God. It belongs to him. But he also, I'm going to make a little shift here. He gives us the power. He gives us this ability to think and make decisions for ourselves and walk away. We don't have to, quote, belong to him. And we did. We do. But he fixes that, too. If he has a response for that. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20, Paul writes, he says, you're not your own. You have been bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. And we sang today, we sang a little bit about this. We sang about how his blood is the payment. His life is the cost. So, you know, I was thinking about this in my own father-son relationship with my father. If I walked away, or if I got, and I did get in trouble, I did my share of that, I didn't call Dad and ask him to bail me out, right? But God did. We didn't even have to ask him. He came and he chased us down and bailed us out. And so we look around and we get, I guess, jealous. I do. I get jealous of what other people have. We went on vacation this week and went up to north to vacation land, and there's a lot of wealth up there, a lot. And I'm thinking, man, you know, why don't I have some of this? But I was also reminded of a game we played in a leadership. I was in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, and there's a leadership training, and they offered up this game, and they called it Get All You Can. And I don't even remember the rules, but they had all these rules, and you had different teams, and you were trying to score points, right? The game was Get All You Can. It wasn't get more than the other team, but we all played the game so that we could get more than the other team. We all lost because we could have got more. For each one of us, we might not have got the same, but our team could have got more than what we did by not trying to beat the other team. And so I'm just reminded of that, too, that we're when we look around the world, we see this pie, and it's a finite pie, and we want the biggest slice of pie we can get. But our reward is Jesus, and we all have. That's the beauty of God. We all have 100% of Jesus. We don't have to share him with anybody. There's enough of him to be 100% to every one of us. Now, how in the world does that relate to stewardship? I have no idea. What I'm saying, I guess what you have serves God. So make that choice. That you get the choice to serve God with it or to not. And there's enough of him to go around. So with that, I failed my duties this morning to pick out some ushers to help me take up the offering. So I'm going to go to my old standby. Zachariah, can you help me? All right. Pray with me. Father God, we do thank you that you bless us just in abundance. And so we bring back some of this and just take this opportunity to be reminded of how much you love us, that you paid the ultimate price, and that we have all that we have. I look around and I don't see hungry people. I see well-fed people, and we have the needs. We have all our needs fulfilled. So we look forward to bringing back a token of that, to bringing back our tithes, our offerings. Pray that you would bless them and encourage them, maybe even provide for somebody else in a way that would draw them to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Worthy of every song we could ever see. Worthy of all the praise we could ever breathe. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh,
Father, thank you for our guest today. Lord, we open up our hearts to you and ask you to show us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to sing that song that I sang at mid-service. You want to stand, sing with us to close it out? Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever breathe. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Holy, there is no one like.
is our prayer this week that we would see the broken and the needy around us, and that we